Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. If you want revival knowledge, if you want to know how to live, start with the words that Jesus taught and apply them. Remember, He was talking to people that was under the old covenant, the law. But Jesus is the one who fulfilled it. So you got to go back to who fulfilled the law to understand how life works. Remember something about Jesus. He's the Word of God. And He became flesh. See, He always was. At the end of John, it says that if they wrote down everything that Jesus ever did, the world wouldn't be a decent library to hold the books. And that's what He believed in. And I believe Him too. Because Jesus is the Word of God. Before everything that you see, all of the stars, planets, universes, galaxies, you know, they building high-tech telescopes that can see far into the expansion of the universe. And they realize that the universe is still growing. Well, Jesus did all that. Our Savior did that. He was the Word of God first. Before He was our Savior, He became a man. Died for you, me. Died for you as an individual and for all of us collectively, I believe. He died for all of us. But I believe He... See, you're dealing with God. God knows all things. He became a man, and He died for us. You have to look at what He taught. There's so much knowledge in what He taught. This is why Satan is terrified of you knowing Jesus. He's not terrified of you knowing Muhammad or Hare Krishna or Buddha or witchcraft. He's terrified of you knowing Jesus, because Jesus links you back to the Father, and through Christ you have authority over Satan, and Satan wants to be preeminent. If you love God and follow His ways, he can't be preeminent over you. He don't like that. This is why the enemy is this. All the blessings that God has given us, even salvation itself, He gave you salvation, but you got to break through the lies of this world and receive it. You have to break through and take what's yours, what God gave you. He gave you salvation. Jesus paid for it. Now, some people say, well, y'all Christians just judging me. No, if you broke the law, you are already judged. Now, everybody broke the law because they were born here. Your sin condition, you were born into it. I was born into it. I had godly parents. My parents were pastors. My dad was a pastor, my mother a pastor's wife, and she was greatly involved in the church. They did a lot of wonderful things and helped a lot of people. But guess what? Their son that they had, which is me, was born a sinner. I had to get saved. Pastor's children have to get saved. I'm going to say that again. Turn around and say it. Pastor's children have to get saved. Good pastor's children have to get saved. I had to make up my mind. I had to want God. I'm no different than somebody born in a single parent home, or a person that's born out of wedlock. Guess what? If you're born out of wedlock, you still got to get saved. If you're the preacher's child, you got to get saved. If you're the bishop's children, you got to get saved. If you're an apostle's child, you got to get saved. Peter's children had to get saved. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to believe on Jesus. And guess what? Get saved. Everybody who go to heaven went through Christ, even his own parents. Now, Joseph was his supposed father. But guess what? He had to believe on Jesus Christ, his supposed son. He was born of the Holy Spirit, not Joseph. Mary, he was born of a virgin. Jesus' brothers had to get saved. See, the enemy will play tricks on your mind. Well, I'm the pastor's child. You can't go to heaven just by being a godly man's child or a godly woman's child or a godly grandmother's grandchild. You got to get saved yourself. You got to believe on Jesus. All this is true. God loves every person. He loves every soul. So some people say, well, they feel like an outcast. But a lady asked me one time, if your parents weren't married, can you still be saved? And she asked like this was on the back of her mind all her life. I said, everybody is welcome into the kingdom of God. Jesus laid his life down for you. Not only the good people, not only the wonderful citizens of our country, and back then the wonderful citizens of Rome. He died for every soul. Not only the wonderful citizens of Israel back then. He died for the wicked. He died for the Pharisees, every one of them. Every cotton picking one of them. He said on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what to do. I don't care how you came in this world, whether your parents were godly people, atheists, witches, you were born out of wedlock by witches, Jesus died for you. If you're the children of terrorists, if your dad was Bin Laden, Jesus loves you personally. And Bin Laden has children, sons and daughters. He loves every one of Bin Laden's children. If Hitler would have had children, he would love every one of Hitler's children. If Stalin had children, he would love every one of Stalin's children. He loved Hitler. He didn't want Hitler to turn like he did. Broke God's heart. See, we can look at things with our strength. God has much greater strength. His love is much greater than what we can imagine. To the point that God became man and died in our place. This is the real gospel. He don't just love you, he loved your enemies. He loved the people that made you mad. He loved the people that did you wrong. And when you forgive people that did do you wrong, you'll get your power back. You'll stop fearing them. You'll stop hating them. If you forgive them, you release them into the love of God. See, when you receive God's love, you can release God's love. You can love others. Even not just the good people, not just the good folk, everybody. This needs to be said because in the back of people's mind, they're thinking about what they did. God is not concerned about your past. He's trying to get you out of judgment. You're already in judgment. But he can't do it without you. He can't do it without you approving it. You got to want salvation. You got to want, if you want a new life, you got one. Jesus, he gave you a new life. He wants to erase your past. He's not going to bring it up. He's the only one that you got to answer to. And the people you hurt, ask them to forgive you. If you hate your old deeds, sometimes people do the wrong thing, then they regret it. And it hurts people to the core. And they regret it. And they want to make amends. You know. That happens. That's why I don't believe in judging people. I want everybody to do right. I remember Kamala Harris said that Biden did something against her that caused her a problem. But guess what? He probably felt bad. I hope he felt bad about it. Then he asked her to be the vice president. People change. You got to give people room to repent. People make evil decisions, and then they hate it, but you already did it. You already offended people. And if you want to repent, God wants you to repent. And he will change your nature. And you'll hate that you did the stuff you did. I hate I don't like everything I did when I was a sinner. I had to get saved. Once I got saved, I hated what I did in the past. I wanted to make things right. And sometimes making things right is very embarrassing, but you do it anyway. And sometimes the people you hurt, they're gone. They're not around. You don't even know how to contact them. And you feel terrible about the things you did. But you can't go back and change what you did. You can ask for people to forgive you and live a new life from this point on. God is interested in your future, not your past. Your past can cause you to miss out on what God is doing. Don't look at that. Focus on the love of God. Learn the love of God. Learn what Jesus is saying. And see, when you made those evil choices, that you were under the influence of satanic thoughts and opinions. That's what the bait system of the world does to you. It changes you into something. You just wanted to have a good time. That's all you were focused on. But see, when you back away, you see all the problems it caused. You know, when you're looking at a pin close to your eye, it can look big as a basketball. But when you extend your arm, you see it's just a pin. Well, when you're focused on sin, the people that hurt you, they were focused on sin. They were focused on having a good time the way that they imagined it to be. Or if it was a robbery, they were focused on getting money and buying what they want and laughing about it. But they didn't realize how it was going to hurt and affect everybody. But when you have the mind of Christ, you can see the world system for what it really is. So it's important to forgive and begin a healing process first in you, and you release others and pray for them, and hopefully they'll come into the kingdom of God. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of the best Christians, they regret the sins of the past. They love God more because they were forgiven more. And they don't want to be like that. So judging people is not about putting people down. It's about building people up. But you cannot build your life the wrong way. It's going to cause you sorrow after sorrow after sorrow. And all you can do is blame somebody for it. But the blame is not really, it's not real. Jesus loves you. Walk in his way. Learn him. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Audio page 6, you'll find this today's date on the broadcast, and you can listen to the whole broadcast. They're 30 minutes long. We play the first 15 minutes on the air. Now, go back and listen to the interview I did with my pastor. Very important. Very outstanding broadcast. But God loves us as individuals. He cares about every potential you have, everything that you can grow into. When people decide to live in sin, they are living a life that cannot work. It brings sorrow. When you walk towards God's will, your joy increases. You already have peace, because if you believed on Jesus Christ, you have peace. You have fellowship with God. And your joy is it ever increases as you obey him. When you obey God, you're not losing you. You're losing the wickedness of this world. You're gaining an understanding of life. You're gaining what God has given you. You're always being promoted. As you study the word of God, you're growing from glory to glory. The world system don't work. The design of God works. If you're trying to live a way opposite to what God already designed, it's not going to work. It's going to give you sorrow from the inside out. And you will never be fulfilled. Sin has a small pleasure side, but it gets boring. Because it's not life. a man living with a girlfriend and they're not married, he's breaking God's word. He's breaking God's protocol. But a man that's married, he has God's favor. You see the difference? Then a man that's single and he just sleeps around, he's depending on something from the outside to do to make the difference. And he has no joy on the inside. All of his pleasure is short-lived and embarrassing against him. He's damaging his own soul. That's what sin does. But see, people don't understand these concepts because they don't have anything to compare to. But if you have the love of God in you, and if you've been in God's presence, you know God's ways are much better and they're safe. But the world system is not safe. The way the world works is not safe, it's not good. Two men trying to be married, that won't work. It's going to bring sorrow. And they won't honor, but there is none. It's against what God said. They're breaking God's protocol. They're breaking the laws of nature itself. Now God loved their soul. He loved each and every one of us. He don't just love the terrorists and children. He loved the terrorists too. See, people can get saved. When you get saved, your nature is changed. And people want, they see the peace of God on people, but they don't understand the concept of it. They can't feel it. They only see that you have joy and they wish they had it. And they can't have it because God didn't give it to them because they broke protocol and they won't come out of it. The peace that you see on others is real. The joy that you see on others is real. But you can't have it unless you believe on Jesus. We all get peace and joy the same way. The disciples had peace and the joy of the Lord. The rich young ruler came stepping up to Jesus, bowing and worshiping him. "What must I do to be saved," he said, "to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him he remembered the law, and he was reciting, "Love, walk in love, and do the things that Moses wrote about." And he said, "These things have I done from my youth." And then Jesus said, "Do these things, you'll live. But one thing you have that's lacking. Sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me." Jesus was trying to promote him into something much greater than he. He was trying to help him fulfill his destiny, his full potential. Now, people take what happened in his life the wrong way. God was not telling him to be poor. See, when people do that, they're disqualifying the laws of sowing and reaping. You cannot sow properly in love and reap nothing. That's impossible. If he would have obeyed Christ, he would have did what most men have not done. At his time, it would have been the turnout of what he would have done would have been remarkable. He would have found out that as he was selling what he had and giving to the poor, more money would have came his way, more wealth, and he would have been following the Lord, and the blessings of God would have overtaken him. His joy would have increased beyond measure. He would have had peace that lasted because he loved Jesus. But he walked away sorrowful because when you're in disobedience, you're walking into poverty. Even though he had assets and money and possessions, he was walking straight into poverty. Now, however he got rich the correct way because Jesus told him what to do with it. He didn't have wicked money. Wicked money leaves your life. If a man gets rich and not by right, As a partridge sits on eggs, so is he that get riches and not by right. He'll leave it in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool. This man got money the right way. He got all that he got. He attained it correctly because he was doing the law of Moses. And he prospered. God blessed him. He'll live there. But that's poverty compared to where he would have lived. You have to understand this. This is how it works. His life would remain on that low glory. But because he walked away in disobedience, he walked right into poverty. But if he had did what Jesus said, not only would he have been victorious, he would have spent the rest of his life shutting down the works of Satan, being a blessing to people, and it would have made an impact. And the Lord would have helped him. We might be reading the books that he wrote. We may have had another Paul. You see what I'm saying? He walked right away from all of that, and he was sorrowful. The sorrow gives you a clue that you're on the wrong track, going the wrong way into a pit. When you love God and walk in his way, even though your circumstances don't change, you got a joy that you can't explain, and you got peace. And anything else you want to know, God will teach you, if you'll let him teach you. Even if you walk according to his way and walk the path of the Lord, you still got to ask questions to get understanding. Some people do, some people don't. Some people walk with God and don't ask him anything. They have God with them, and they won't ask questions. Why? I don't know. Because people around them don't do it. But you can't just be like everybody else. You got to ask your personal questions. You know, if you feel a certain way about things, before you throw all this away and just walk in your way sorrowful, why not just take a time out? Okay, Lord, I believe you're real, but I want to understand things. All right? I'm going to tell you what to do. Go ahead and ask him to save you, but ask him to teach you. Now, I'm not asking you to do everything I'm saying in ignorance. Do it in knowledge. Ask the Lord to save you and ask him to help you understand your own life. If you're in anything, if you're in fornication or adultery, ask him if these things are certain. Ask him to show you the word. Ask him to teach you how to live. You're going to find joy in doing it God's way. Even if you're a homosexual, sometimes people think they're born. Go talk to God about it, and you're going to find out the truth. You don't need me to tell you some questions are for him. Everything about you, you know, Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. I don't want your soul to be lost over one of Satan's lies. When the Lord exposes it, you may turn the tide on this thing and help people break free of the bondage that they're in. I have asked the Lord myself things that I didn't understand, and he cleared it up for me. I know he'll do it for you to help me do his will and walk in his way. God is real, folks, and you need to know him. That's just the way it is. There's nothing too big for God to handle. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.